air and dust. Sometimes we can only ever know the question at hand like we know air. For granted, the known answer is forgotten. We mourn this aloud and fight it. The fighting itself is clever, and cleverness may be what we want. A truth of sort, but not an answer, though sometimes we remember one. Now what resounds in my voice when I sing out for clever memory? The first words I hear are, I am Achilles. I must fight. What are the questions at hand then? Is the eye of that song really me? And did Achilles know like men know he should fight? Or was he drawn like an animal to obey a wave of his mind and not think back for its origin? And what does that mean for me that my memory recalls him so? Why not Odysseus first? Where's my Vasubandhu and Socrates? Why are they late to the gathering? Perhaps I need to separate the animal from humanity. Divinity is the great divider for that, whether I am animal or human first. Here must be then a call upon greatness, for it may be true the animal created the divine before the divine created a human. It may be true we all must realize the box we are in before we can imagine what is beyond the box and how the beyond holds the box. The question now turns on its side. Is the mind a great accident of the body, or does the mind precede the body as light does precede its source? Even at that question, I wince. The light bulb creates light because it was created to do so. Light then precedes. The sun, on the other hand, for all we know, may be accidentally creating light. Who knows what precedes there? Who knows? The answer may not be clever enough, while truth by itself is a question mark. Yet to erect the great divider is to separate known from maybe known. I know I am Achilles. I know I must fight, and it may be true otherwise as well. These are my givens and supposition, and this is a moment for cleverness. But now this also is the time when even the question at hand is air, and so the answer of hand is dust, to hold what can be held and to imagine what cannot. For in the meanwhile the answer comes, whether by fighting or questing, whether in animal, human, or divine form, I am certain this hand shall bear only and ever air and dust.